Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Stewart steps out front, steals the basketball, trying to go all the way to the other end. Crossover layup, good. How about that from the 5'10 freshman? Showing she can handle the ball, stealing all the way to the other end for the score. And now another steal. In time to take a shot as Kissinger goes in for the layup and scores.
Tonight, the postseason begins in Grand Island for four area teams in the C-19 Sub-District Tournament. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Fernandez takes the jumper from 11. It's off the mark. Anderson will pull down her sixth rebound. Outlet to Connor. Connor looks down to the baseline. There's Therenbaum. She'll catch. She'll shoot the nine-footer, and it's good.
In Game 1, the defending state runner-up Minden Whippets will take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Game 2 features the top-ranked Kearney Catholic Stars battling the St. Paul Wildcats. The winners return to GI Thursday for the sub-district final here on KKPR. It's the C-19 sub-district tournament coming up next. But first, in New Tech's Heat pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Doodle live from Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Grand Island Northwest High School for our second semifinal of the C-19 Girls Sub-District between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the St. Paul Lady Wildcats, the second meeting of the year between these two Lou Platt Conference ball clubs. And the first one was Kearney Catholic with an easy 65-24 win at St. Paul back on January the 10th. Our first game tonight went to Minden, but maybe not as easily as many people thought it would. Gibbon played one of their better games of the season. They just picked one of the best teams in the state in C1 to play it against. Minden won at 59-35, but Gibbon looked pretty good tonight, and Minden did have their struggles from time to time. 19 points, 8 rebounds for Jamie Kissinger, 16 for Brooke Kissinger, 11 for Rebecca Stewart, 10 points, 8 rebounds for Sydney Stadler. And Melissa Baker led Gibbon with 9 points and 7 rebounds. So Minden at 19-3 awaits the winner of this game Thursday night at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's face it, from the beginning of the year when these sub-districts came out, everybody was saying Kearney Catholic Minden in the same sub-district, many believing they could possibly be the best two teams in C1. Well, we've still got a couple of weeks before we find that out. They're setting 2-3 in the wild card, and how it plays out, hopefully they can both get to the state tournament. We'll look at the starting lineups for the Stars and the Cats right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank. Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For St. Paul, number one is a 5'7" sophomore, Kyla Wojtylewicz. Number five, a 5'4" sophomore, Addy Bosick. Number 11, a 5'10" sophomore, Carrie Sestak. Number 15, a 5'3" sophomore in Kylie Sestak. And number 35, 5'7" junior, Taryn Jonak. We should say Sestak is 5'10", typo there, for both the Sestaks. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, Brent Dinslagy, assisted by Don Kleinsasser and Tracy Lucas-Savage, St. Paul 6-14. for Kearney Catholic, number 11 is a 5'6" senior, Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5" sophomore, Allie Prasoski. Number 25, a 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, a 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, a 6-foot senior, Megan Anderson. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Pajeda. Kearney Catholic is ranked number 1 in one paper, number 2 in the other, Lincoln and Omaha, in Class C1 with a record of 21-2. Their losses coming to Seward and Pierce. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll tip it off between the Stars and Cats right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
You'd think, with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the event. But lots of folks are enjoying high school sports, symptom-free, with help from Brems Health Mart. A proud supporter of our area athletes, Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic traveling green, gold trim, home white and gold trim for St. Paul. Benji Klein throws the ball in the air, and we are underway as Kearney Catholic will win the opening tip. They'll get it on the right side to Prasoski, runs a couple of screens, dribbles into the paint, kicks it out left wing for a three, and Mesto will start the game off with a three-point bucket here for Kearney Catholic, and they are on the board 3-0. They'll put that zone trap pressure on. Doesn't bother St. Paul. They break it, and then from half court, try to lob it down to the baseline and overshoot Wojtylewicz. And out of bounds it goes. So St. Paul turns it over on their first possession, and Kearney Catholic will bring the ball up the floor with Michaela Mestel. Give it off to Prasoski. St. Paul here is in a man-to-man defense. Up top, Sokolowski dribbles to the right elbow. Back to Prasoski, right corner. Guarded there by Wojtylewicz. Out to Sokolowski for the three. That's too strong. And the rebound brought down by Taryn Jonak. Jonak trying to get out of there with it. Baseball pass down the floor. They've got numbers underneath the hoop. All fake layup is up and good for Kylie Sestak. So with nothing to lose, St. Paul had the numbers, threw over the top and scored. 3-2, Kearney Catholic. Theron Baum up top of the key with the dribble on Jonak. Cut off there on the double team. Good help by Fosick. Driving in. Baum. Baum trying to kick it back to Anderson. Loses the ball. It's taken away there by St. Paul. So each team with a turnover. St. Paul pass knocked away. It's still loose on the floor. And St. Paul eventually going to get a 10-second count and have their second turnover. So Kearney Catholic will get it here at midcourt with Bailey Sokolowski to throw it in. Tosses it in backcourt. Unguarded there is Michaela Mestel. Coach Rick Petrie seeing what they've got going on the defensive side, and then calls the play out as Prasoski kicks it up top to Theron Baum. Tries to lob it into Megan Anderson. She's triple-teamed, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will try it again. Well, all you have to do is have a game plan for the year. Gibbon had one for Minden, and St. Paul might have one here for Kearney Catholic as the inbounds pass comes to Megan Anderson, and she'll be fouled by Maddie Fosick. That'll be the first foul of the game, and Anderson will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Tonight's game and all games also available on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Megan Anderson's first free throw is short. She'll have a second one coming. And Megan will put this one on the way, and it's in. So Megan gets 1-2, and it's 4-2 here, Kearney Catholic. 90 seconds into the ball game. Put that 2-2-1 zone trap, which gives team's trouble that doesn't have a great, great point guard, but St. Paul is handling it here. Nice dish off down low, but Theron Baum comes over and blocks the shot of Kerry Sestak. Wooda Levitch made a nice pass to her. But Baum, that length, even when you break the pressure, it's the length that can cover up a lot of ground. Inbounds pass for a three for St. Paul. It's going to be too strong that time from Bosick, and the rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. Kearney Catholic up the floor with Bestel. Pushes it to the right side. Goes to the trailer. Anderson, the pass is behind her. She can't capture it. That'll be the second turnover for Kearney Catholic. And then St. Paul has it kicked off the leg and out of bounds, and they'll give it right back. So St. Paul ball in the front court. Not near as big a crowd here as our first game. And it really traveled well. Gibbon had a nice crowd, but not quite as many people for this game. So Kolaski down to Theron Baum, the low block. Wheels towards the paint. Ball knocked out of her hands. And it comes up into the hands there of Maddie Bosick. Bosick working on Mestel, trying to bring it to the front court. Does. Gets it there to Jonak. Bounce pass underneath to Sestak. Missed the short jumper. And wrestling out of there with it is Megan Anderson. She had both the Sestaks hanging on her. And they'll call the foul on Kylie. That'll be her first and the second team foul here on St. Paul. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. We're just underway. Kearney Catholic 4 and St. Paul 2. Earlier, Minden a 59-35 winner over Gibbon. On the other side of this district, Ainsworth beat Broken Bow tonight 48-23. And you would expect Valentine to meet them in their sub-district final. On the wing with it is Bestel. Drives, kicks it back. Sokolowski in the corner. Ball fake. Drives. One-hand runner. No good, but a foul called on the Wildcats. And it's going to be on Maddie Fosick, and that'll be her second here in the first 2.5 minutes. At the line, Bailey Sokolowski to shoot two free throws here for the Stars. And the first one is up and good. Checking into the ball game now for St. Paul will be Alexa Wysocki. Checking out will be Fosick with those two fouls. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Sokolowski hits them both, and Kearney Catholic is up by a score of 6-2. Gets the zone trap. The pass is knocked away from Jonak. Fourth turnover. Prasoski gets it, feeds it to Mestel, who's in some traffic, but she'll score and draw the foul anyway. Michaela Mestel with 5 points now in the first quarter. Had to find just a little bit of a seam, and the foul called on Wysocki, who just checked in. And Mestel to put the free throw up and in. So a quick six there for Mestel, and it's 9-2 Kearney Catholic as St. Paul will put it in to 1-11. And if they don't handle the pressure, it will be a long night. They do handle the pressure, but trying to get it underneath the hoop, they overthrow Sestak and picked off there by Sokolowski. To Prasoski, who pushes it up right side. To Baum, who's in the right corner for three. It's good. There and Baum with the second three of the first quarter here for Kearney Catholic. And they're off to a 12-2 start. A little quicker start to this game than what we saw in the first one here tonight. But that does not matter when it comes to Thursday, as Sestak has it. Barely kept that pivot foot, but did. Hands it off to Wooda Levitch. Kyla bounce pass over the right wing to Wysocki. Tries to get it into the corner. Ball slapped away. And St. Paul having turnover problems. And now Prasoski trying to grab it for Kearney Catholic. And we'll get a jump ball called before the timeout. And the arrow will point the way of St. Paul. So Kearney Catholic with their third turnover, trying to get up the floor a little quicker than they had the basketball. 12-2 Stars, 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. As Jonak has it way out on the left wing, back up top, 111, trying to spread the floor here. Kearney Catholic putting some pressure on with that zone. And as 111 drives, she loses the handle on the way up, and Theron Baum will pick up the loose ball to Sokolowski. Numbers aren't there, so she'll wait, give it to Theron, dribbles into a double team, and a nice strip out of there by Sestak, and we'll get a foul called on Baum trying to get it back. I don't think Theron expected to be pickpocketed quite like that. And here comes the trio of subs that Coach Rick Petrie has now, over the last month or so, become very predictable, I guess, about. Always about this time, he brings in Studi, Colling, and Connor. This time he'll leave Baum and Sokolowski in, and that trio will get the steal of the backcourt. And Studi, needing some help now, will kick it back out top to Sokolowski. Ball bounced around. Morgan Studi gets it down to the low block. Connor, good spin, move of the right hand, up and in. Shayla Connor with a nice move of the post. with her first bucket. And now another steal, and St. Paul's going to need a timeout here. Well, it wasn't truly a steal. It was just knocked away, and a timeout will be called. So, with 3:38 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Kearney Catholic 14 and St. Paul 2. We're back in a minute.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And out of the timeout, it will be St. Paul basketball here with 3:36 to go in the first quarter of play. And unfortunately, two girls go for the pass, and it's going to be tipped away. Kearney Catholic comes away with the ball. That is the ninth St. Paul turnover here in the first quarter. After they had played the first couple of minutes pretty clean, they haven't had a shot in a while. Sokolowski with it up top. Defender loses her. Sokolowski's nine-footer, no good. Long rebound run down by Wood Levitch. Kyla trying to push the ball up the floor. Does, kicks it back to the trailer set stack. She can't handle it. And here comes Kearney Catholic again. Two on two. Studi to Connor. Connor back to bomb the trailer, and Theron will lay it up and in. Good ball movement by Kearney Catholic, and it is 16-2. And the Stars taking care of business as the pass knocked away. And St. Paul getting frustrated right now with all that backcourt intensity. Checking into the ball game for St. Paul, Jordan Lucas Savage and Jory Mudloff. We'll also check in. Back in for Kearney Catholic will be Michaela Mestel and Megan Anderson. So pressure in the backcourt, and St. Paul will be fouled here as they try to make the jump pass. Sandwiched in the backcourt there. Let's see who gets the foul for the Stars. It will be Colling. Whitney, her first. Second team foul on the Stars. 16-2, Kearney Catholic with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. On KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Across the timeline, St. Paul is trapped at midcourt, and Mestel reaches in to tie it up, and the arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic this time. So Kearney Catholic will toss it in here uncontested, and Mestel crossover, comes down the lane, left-handed scoop shot, no good, but Megan Anderson is right there, and she's got the putback up and in, and a foul to go along with it. So unlike Minden earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic is coming out early and leaving no doubt, but sometimes they can flip-flop in the very next game. And checking in will be Megan Allen, and checking out will be Taryn Jonak. The foul called on Alexi Wysocki, her second. And Anderson's free throw now for the Stars on the way, and it spins off no good. Rebound to Megan Allen. 18-2, Kearney Catholic. And their pressure has been the difference here in this first quarter of play. Baseball pass to try and break it, but Megan Anderson able to knock the pass away, and out of bounds it goes. Kearney Catholic has forced 11 St. Paul turnovers here in the first quarter of play, and we still have 2:18 to go. And they'll throw it in on the baseline, kick it back out for a three-pointer. St. Paul three-pointer, no good. Rebound brought down there by Kylie Sestak. Back in the middle, the jumper, no good. Rebound, Mestel. And Michaela will push it up the floor here for the Stars. She finds Colling, who's underneath. And the layup spun around, no good. And a rebound brought down by Wedelevich. Well executed, just couldn't finish. And St. Paul turns it over again. Mestel goes in for the layup and scores. 8 points for Michaela Mestel. And they try to trap again as the ball is swatted out of bounds. Stars really putting the pressure on here in the first quarter. And Coach Petrie would love to get this one over early and get some rest time for his girls ahead of Thursday night. With no rest risk out here. And they have a very comfortable first quarter lead here. As St. Paul trying to find something now with Alexa Wysocki. Steps through the double team, and it's stripped away. poked out of there by Mestel, and the uncontested layup is up and in for the Stars. So Kearney Catholic, like the first time they played, getting the job done here in the second time in the C-19 sub-districts. This time St. Paul breaks the press. Wysocki gets it underneath to Allen, and a travel will be called. So St. Paul just can't catch a break right now. Missed a couple of three-point buckets. Just not getting a lot of shots here in the first quarter. Whitney Colley will bring the ball across the timeline here for the Stars. Goes left side, gets right around everybody, and then coming over to foul her will be Mudloff. That'll be her first. And at the line, Whitney Colley will have to earn them from there. Made a good left-handed dribble off the left elbow to get by her defender and take it to the hoop. And Mudloff had to come over and help. And help she did with that foul. And Colley fires up the free throw, and it's in, her first point of the ball game. Second free throw now for Colley. And it's on the way, and that went a little short. Bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound Mudloff. Baseball pass, diving to break it up there is Shayla Connor. And Shayla Connor knocks the ball away. Out of bounds, St. Paul to throw it in. And it will be into the backcourt to Jordan Lukasavage. Lukasavage against Colley, gives it to the high post. That's Mudloff, left wing, into the hands of Samantha Jarabic, who has checked in. Allen down to the low post. She tries to make a move on Anderson and move the pivot foot for the turnover. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball back here with less than a minute to go. St. Paul wants to sub in, and returning to the lineup will be Carrie Sestak. And Kearney Catholic will toss it in here with 56 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. And Whitney Colley will dribble it up, work to the right side to Studi. Studi back up top to Mestel. Connor on the right wing, weak side, drives baseline, cut off there by Mudloff, has to clear it out, top of the key, and reverse it to the left wing quickly to Studi. Back up top, it's knocked out of Connor's hands, but she got it back. Mudloff nearly had the steal, lob it into Anderson, and now it is stolen away. Well, no, it's not. It was nearly stolen away, but they're going to say that Jarabic fell down trying to grab the ball, so it's going to stay with the Stars. And Colley to throw it in underneath her own hoop. Lobs out here on the wing to Mestel. Michaela, ooh, there was a collision trying to go for the ball, and it goes right into the hands of Studi. Jumper is no good. Rebound Anderson. Kicks it out to Connor for three. 5 points for Shayla Connor. And the Stars are red hot here in the first quarter. And in the backcourt, a reach-in foul is going to be called on Kearney Catholic's Morgan Studi. That'll be her first, team's third. And St. Paul has just over 9 seconds to get a shot away. St. Paul throws it into the backcourt. They'll get it to Lukasavage. Jordan through traffic, finds her way into the post. Bounce pass tipped away. And the shot at the buzzer is up, and it is in for Jordan Lukasavage, who had the initial shot blocked. But it's all Kearney Catholic in the opening quarter. The Stars 26 and St. Paul 4. You're listening to the C-19 Subdistrict Tournament on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clerk. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
It will be St. Paul ball to start the second quarter. Kearney Catholic leading 26-4. And the ball stolen away by Theron Baum, but her outlet pass is taken right back by the Wildcats and Sestak. So right back into the offensive set here for St. Paul. Get it to Fosick. Maddie with a couple of early fouls and a travel on St. Paul. Wanted to make the pass, but there was nobody there, so Jonak couldn't get the pivot foot back down In the first quarter, Kearney Catholic had 4 turnovers. St. Paul was forced into 15. Rebounds, 7 for St. Paul, 4 for Kearney Catholic. 3-point shooting, the Stars 3 of 4, the Cats 0 of 2. Free throws, Kearney Catholic 5 of 8. St. Paul had not been there. Lob it into Theron. Bomb in traffic, no good. Ball banks off the glass and comes down to Maddie Fosick. Fosick, outlet pass to the other end. Ball tracked down and saved into the corner by Jonak. Good hustle by Taryn. They get it back to her underneath, and Theron Baum going for the blocked shot. Called for the foul from midcourt. And the foul on Theron will be her second. And at the line to shoot two will be Taryn Jonak. Trying to get a little fire going here for the Cats. And the free throw spins in. First point for Taryn Jonak. First free throw of the game for St. Paul. Jonak now. Second free throw attempt here. And it's on the way and good. So Jonak hits both free throws. St. Paul gets the last 4 points here. It's 26-6 Kearney Catholic. Brzoski on the right wing. Tries the right baseline. Stops, spins, and gets it back out to Mestel. Left side of the key, they'll get it to Theron Baum. Back out between the circles to Mestel. Theron Baum for three. Rick Petrie called for a timeout. They didn't hear him. And the rebound brought down by Kerry Sestak. And a baseball pass to the other end to Jonak. She'll take the 16-footer. It's no good. Ball saved in, but it's saved in to Megan Anderson. And here comes Kearney Catholic. Mestel up the floor. They've got numbers. Brzoski has her pocket pick. Nice play there by Fosick. And St. Paul has numbers 3-on-2. Wojtylewicz underneath. Short jumper. Fosick draws the foul. And Maddie will go to the line to shoot two. It's a great job of picking the pocket at the other end. And the foul on Theron Baum is her third. That's the fifth team foul, and Maddie Squires will wait to check in for her. Fosick now to shoot two free throws, and the first one is no good. So Squires will check into the ballgame. That'll give you Sokolowski, Anderson, Squires, Mestel and Brzoski. Second free throw, no good. Couldn't get either one that time. Ball comes out loose. Scrap it on the floor for it is Sestak, and she's able to save it. Nice job, St. Paul. They'll get a runner-up by Wojtylewicz. It's in and out, no good. The rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. So St. Paul still fighting here, and I think that's what Coach Dinslag, he told him between quarters. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Go out and play hard. It's Anderson. Down to the post, miss another short one. Megan trying to get the rebound, but it's ripped out of her hands by Maddie Fosick. And Kearney Catholic scoreless in the first 2 minutes here of the second quarter, even though they're up by 20. Sestak into the corner to Jonak. Back up top, Wojtylewicz tries the lane and has a foul call as she takes it up. And the foul on Michaela Mestel will be her first. And the team fouls quickly even up at 6 apiece. And Jordan Lukasavage comes in for Kerry Sestak. And St. Paul will throw it in. Kyla Wojtylewicz. Wojtylewicz on the inbound. Takes it out on the right side of the key to Lukasavage. Skip pass, tried to get it to Jonak, but Squires got a hand up and deflected it out of bounds. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half stats. Recap Minden's 59-35 win over Gibbon. And give you some other sub-district action coming up next week for the boys as well. As St. Paul attacks baseline, nothing there. Kick it back out top into the hands of Fosick. Now down low to Jonak. Has it blocked by Megan Anderson. And Bailey Sokolowski will pick up the loose ball to Mestel. 26-6, Kearney Catholic. 5:20 to go here, second quarter. Nice move of the baseline by Prasoski, and she'll get her first shot up and in of the ball game. 28-6 Stars. First bucket here of the second quarter. Now Kearney Catholic with the pressure on. Prasoski with the inbounds pass and steal. And a foul called. I think they're going to call the foul on St. Paul. And the foul is going to go on Jordan Lukasavage. When Prasoski stole it, she was up in the air, and Lukasavage just got under her a little bit, and they fell to the ground, so that's why the foul called. And Brzoski now, we're in the 1-1, so she'll put the free throw on the way, and good. 3 in a row for Allie. And a second free throw now for the only non-senior starter for the Stars in Brzoski. And the second free throw is up and good. So Prusoski, four in a row, and it's 30-6 Kearney Catholic with 5 minutes to go in quarter number two. Trap onto the backcourt. They try to throw over the top of it, but they overthrow Sestak, and Megan Anderson will run it down here for Kearney Catholic. Off the Mestel, outlet pass Prusoski. Prusoski trying to wrap around. There was nobody there, and it's stolen away by Fosick. Fosick up the floor, going all the way. Might have got away with a walk, but they'll get it off into the hands of Wojtylewicz, and she'll score. So Kyla Wojtylewicz with the first field goal of the second quarter for St. Paul. 30-8, Kearney Catholic. Prusoski, open three right corner, fires and hits. Kearney Catholic hitting it from the outside. Prusoski with all 7 points here in the second quarter for the Stars. 33-8, the Stars are 4 of 6 from beyond the arc, and St. Paul trying to throw over the top of the press. They're throwing it too high and getting it taken away, and a reach-in foul now as Kearney Catholic gets it up to Prusoski. And Maddie Fosick just got her third personal foul. And the Prusoski show has a chance to continue right here as we've got multiple substitutions for St. Paul. Alexa Wysocki and Jory Mudloff for Kearney Catholic. Shayla Connor and Kayla Shundoff will check into the game. Now Prusoski at the line to shoot a 1-1. Catches her breath, puts it up, and good. Second free throw now coming up for Prusoski. Then takes another deep breath, puts it on the way, and good. And we have got, checking into the ball game for Prusoski, Whitney Collins. What a run there by Prusoski. She has scored all of their points here in the quarter. That's 9 of them, including 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And on the inbounds pass, St. Paul throws it away. On the floor for St. Paul right now, you've got Wojtylewicz along with Mudloff, Kylie Sestak, Jordan Lukasavage, and Wysocki as Kearney Catholic gets it into Sokolowski. No good. The ball kicked out. Squires grabs the rebound, and getting tripped up and falling into her is going to be Jordan Lukasavage, and that'll be her second foul. And Maddie Squires will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. And Squires on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Kylie Sestak. And Sestak will give it off to Wojtylewicz. Wojtylewicz against the trap in the backcourt. Pass knocked away by Colley and out of bounds. So St. Paul will try to throw it in here again. And Wojtylewicz to do so. Gets it in and attacking the basket right away. Will be Lukasavage underneath. The shot by Sestak going to be blocked and taken away by Bailey Sokolowski. And once again, the height making up for a little work underneath. And Colling brings it across the timeline for Kearney Catholic. Into the left-hand corner to Connor. Back up top to Sokolowski. To Squire. Staying outside the arc. Connor left side. Outside the elbow is Sokolowski. Stepped on a foot, but she's okay. Bailey back with it on the left wing. Now a three-pointer. Spins all the way around and out. No good. Squires got the rebound, and a foul will be called. Maddie Squires to the line, and now it'll be a two-shot foul because it is the 10th foul. And Jordan Lukasavage in the wrong place at the wrong time there. Got caught up in the middle, and that's 3 fouls on her now. And Maddie Squires now to shoot 2. And the first free throw is no good. Checking in, Studi for Kearney Catholic. And for St. Paul, Jaromic and Carrie Sestak. Second free throw is up, and it is in by Maddie Squires. And that'll be her first point of the ball game. She's out, Mestel's back in. So Kearney Catholic has shunned off Mestel, Connor, along with Studi and Colling, keeping that pressure onto the backcourt. Right now they dribble through it, though. Here comes Wojtylewicz. Bounce pass on the right wing, but it goes through the hands of Mudloff, and another turnover. Mestel down the middle of the floor here. Dumps it in the left-hand corner to Colling. Back out to Connor. Skip pass to the right side, Studi. Here's Mestel. She's got a look at a three. That one's just short. Connor comes in, grabs the loose ball, and scores. Shayla Connor just flashed right down the paint. Her first rebound leads to her 7th point. And the Stars continue to click here on this opening night of sub-districts. Into the front court, Jarovic. To the baseline, and it's behind Mudloff. And out of bounds. 38-8, Kearney Catholic. They will advance on and play Minden on Thursday night at 7, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. We'll also have wrestling Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Talk more about that at the half. Whitney Colley gets it down low to Mestel. Spins, gets it to Shundoff. Shundoff, a 10-footer on the right baseline, and Kayla will hit her first shot of the game. Kearney Catholic can only hope that they play this well and shoot this well for their sake on Tuesday. On the opposite end, Minden hoping to play a lot better than they did tonight. And the ball picked away at the other end. Again, the pass a little behind. Colley was right there. She'll drive. She'll shoot. She'll score. Whitney Colley with her first bucket to go along with a free throw. Minute 50 to go here. And this game very similar to the first meeting, unfortunately, for St. Paul as they fire up a three-pointer. That's why Saki won't go. Shayla Connor will grab her second rebound. Shayla trying to go all the way, throws up a wild shot. She was off balance, no good. Got her own rebound, kicks it out to Colling for three. It's no good. Another rebound, this one by Shundoff. And now it's Mestel driving. She'll have her shot blocked in there by Sherry Sestock. And out of bounds it goes, but we do have a foul, it looks like, underneath. And it's going to go on Wysocki, and she has three. So the Stars got multiple opportunities there, and now Connor to shoot two. And Shayla will put the first free throw up and in. So Shayla Connor, who can come out, move the ball, play some defense, and not score a single point, also can come out and get you 7, 8, 9, 10 points. And right now here in the first half, she's got eight. Prasoski has 10 in this quarter, or nine in this quarter, so they've got the bulk of the points. Checking in for Kearney Catholic is Courtney Shundoff. And the second free throw for Connor is off the front of the iron, no good. Jerry Sestak with her third rebound. Minute 20 to go before the half, 43-8, Kearney Catholic. Sestak with it to the top. It's from one to the other, Carrie to Kylie. And we've got a reach-in foul on Kearney Catholic. This one's going to be on Morgan Studi, her second. And that will put St. Paul at the line to shoot a one-and-one here with Kylie Sestock. This will be her first free throw. Got a bucket back in the first quarter. And the front end of the one-and-one, no good. Rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. I've got her for six so far here in the basketball game. Fast break the other end. Connor tries to put it up, but there's Kylie Sestock to block the shot. And here comes St. Paul, but they lose the handle. Picked up by Mestel. Bounce pass underneath. Gets it to Studi, who gives it right back to Michaela Mestel, who puts it up and in for her 12th point. Down to 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. So going through the procedure of getting Kearney Catholic and Minden to the championship on Thursday. The shot is partially blocked by Courtney Shundoff. Maddie Squires comes back in. Also coming in for the Stars, Brooke Muesch. Coming in for St. Paul again will be Taryn Jonak. And it's St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. And the inbounds pass comes to the right wing, deflected there by Courtney Shundoff. But St. Paul grabs it, and then a reach-in foul on Shayla Connor. We've got some more free throws coming up. For Shayla, that'll be her first. And at the line shooting the one-and-one again will be Kylie Sestock. 31 seconds to go here before halftime. And the first free throw. That one too strong. Ball hits the floor, and it's being fought for. And it's going to be won there by St. Paul. Sestock with it. Kylie drives, puts up the runner. Off the glass too strong. Got her own rebound again. Puts it up, and it finally goes in. So Sestock never gave up, and she'll get her second bucket of the ball game. 14 seconds to go. Connor into the front court. Against the 2-3 zone to Squires with 8 seconds. Over to Muesch. 5 seconds. Muesch, one dribble. Pass is going to go out of bounds. Touched by St. Paul with 1.5 seconds to go. Elena Bach was waiting to check in, so she'll come in. But time to throw it in and cast one up here for Kearney Catholic with 1.5 to go. Courtney Shundoff gives it to Bach to Squires from 28 feet, and it's no good. It wouldn't have counted had it went. The official waved it off. And we are at halftime of our second semifinal in the girls' C-19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. And your score, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, ranked number one in the Lincoln Journal Star, leading St. Paul 45-10. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You'd think, with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the event. But lots of folks are enjoying high school sports symptom-free with help from Brems Health Mart. A proud supporter of our area athletes, Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
And welcome back to Northwest High School and Rosencrantz Gymnasium. It is halftime of our second contest, and that means the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It is all Kearney Catholic leading St. Paul by a score of 45-10, and they will advance on to take on Minden Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Minden a 59-35 winner over Gibbon tonight. 19 points, 8 rebounds for Jamie Kissinger, 16 points for Brooke Kissinger, 11 for Rebecca Stewart, and a nice night for Sydney Stadler. 10 points and 8 rebounds. Melissa Baker led Gibbon 9.7 rebounds and a blocked shot. And Coach Rick Cremosta joins us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Coach, for winning by 24 points, it didn't look all that smooth because I thought Gibbon played really well. And you guys know that there were just some things that didn't click in your fashion tonight. So now that you've had an hour or so to digest this, I guess your thoughts overall on the game.
Well, I think you're right in some ways there, Doug. I got to give Scott's team a lot of credit. I thought Gibbon came out, played hard, and played inspired, and played a lot more inspired than the Whippets did tonight. But you know, we hung in there. We're lace them up Thursday, and we're play lots better Thursday. But I, a lot of credit goes to Gibbon, I think.
It seems like when there is a moment of struggle, whether it's a minute or a quarter or whatever the case may be, Jamie Kissinger finds a way to just kind of make some things happen, and she did that again in the first half for you tonight with 11 points.
Yeah, James is, you know, she can do everything pretty well, and she's a fine player, and we need that from her every night, so it's something we expect, and so, you know, we need a bunch of that play come Thursday night.
Well, we can sit here and talk about the same girls doing the same things. Sydney Stadler, though, she played pretty well for you tonight.
Yeah,
Sid, there.
Yeah, Sid came in there, got some offensive rebounds, and throwed in some shots, did a really good job. And Sydney's played well throughout the season. So, you know, that was great to see. And we need to have everybody play at that level come Thursday night.
Well, it hasn't just been since November or December. It's since the day that these sub-districts came out. Everybody, ooh, it's going to be Minden Kearney Catholic, and it's going to end up that way. So now that it's finally here, I guess we can talk about it. You guys did play that Hall of Fame game, that exhibition game, and I don't know what you can take out of that. Could you take anything out of that being 3 months ago?
Well, found out Kearney Catholic was pretty good that night, and it's no different watching them tonight. You know, they're a fine basketball team. And, you know, I think both teams will be looking forward to the game. I think it'll be a state tournament-type atmosphere game, and I know my girls will lace the shoes up just a little tighter for Thursday's game, and I'm sure Kearney will also, and it's going to be a battle. I really see that, and so, you know, we're let the chips fall where they may, but I can guarantee one thing, our kids are going to play extremely hard on Thursday because They know what they're playing for.
Well, you have three losses this year, and you've avenged both of those, and you're not going to get a chance to avenge the third one against Northwest, who many people believe is the best team in Class B. Nobody's really sure. Should it be you guys? Should it be Kearney Catholic that should be number one? I guess we'll find out on the court, huh?
Well, that usually does solve the problems with that. But, there's a lot of good C1 basketball teams out there this year. It's just not Kearney and Minden. There's 8 or 10 teams that are legitimate, great basketball teams. And, we don't even talk about that kind of stuff. It's all about trying to get a little bit better here and kind of try to keep your season going at this point.
What will you do against Kearney Catholic's height? Obviously, that seems to be the one thing that, I mean, there's a couple of things. They've got good guard play that'll trap you, but you guys have that too. But they are taller than you. So is there anybody that even compares to what they had height-wise that you played this year?
No, I don't know. Probably not overall. I don't think we've played anybody that's had, 3-6-1 kids. The Northwest team has some pretty good height, a couple six-footers and a 5'10 point guard, so they had some height. We're going to have to play a little taller than what we are, but, a lot of that is playing defense with your feet and checking off with your heart a little bit more and doing some of that kind of stuff. We're going to have to play with a little more passion and a little bit more determined, and I think we will. It's definitely a game that our girls are looking forward to, but, Kearney, they've got a great team. You watch them here in the first half. It's a machine out there, They just bury people. And so to make it a four-quarter game, we're going to have to play every possession like it's the last possession.
It should be a good one. Everyone's looking forward to it, and we'll get the excitement started a little early on Thursday. Rick, thanks for the time, and best of luck Thursday.
All right, Doug. We'll see you Thursday. Thank you.
All right, buddy. As we said earlier, hopefully they both get to state. We don't have to worry about it, no matter how Thursday's game pans out. That's Rick Cremosta, head girls coach at Minden. And we'll take a break. He'll be back with more, including the first half stats as Kearney Catholic leads St. Paul 45-10 right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's run down the first half stats. First of all, for St. Paul, Kyla Wodolevich, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Maddie Fosick has 3 rebounds. Carrie Sestock has 3 rebounds and a blocked shot. Kylie Sestock has 4 points and 4 rebounds. Jordan Lukasavich, 2 points. Taryn Jonak, 2 points, a rebound. Megan Allen, 2 rebounds. And Jory Budloff, a rebound. 10 points at the half, 16 rebounds, 2 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, but 25 turnovers for St. Paul in the first half. And they have 3 players with 3 fouls in Fosick, Lukasavich, and Wysocki. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Vestal has 12 points and a rebound, Shayla Connor, 8 points and 3 rebounds, Allie Prasoski, 9 points, Whitney Colling, 3 points, Theron Baum has 5 points and a blocked shot, Bailey Sokolowski, 2 points and a block shot. Maddie Squires, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Courtney Shundoff has a block. Kayla Shundoff has 2 points and a rebound. And Megan Anderson has 3 points and 6 rebounds. Kearney Catholic has 45 points here at halftime. They have pulled down 13 rebounds, 11 of 17 at the free throw line. They are currently 4 of 8 from 3-point land, 4 block shots and 7 turnovers. And at the half, Kearney Catholic leads it 45-10. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And the second half is next.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
We are ready to start the second half play here on Classic Hits 98.9. And the score, Kearney Catholic 45 and St. Paul 10. So this one no longer in doubt, but let's see if St. Paul can find a little more success here in the second half of play. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second half on the alternating possession arrow. They'll go high post to Anderson. Let's see if Coach Petrie wants him to work on some different things. Well, Mestel shoots a three to start things off, so that's probably not a set play, but rebound brought down by Carrie Sestock, and that'll be her fourth. Outlet pass to Jonak, trying to get it inside. The ball deflected out of bounds by the Stars. So all that St. Paul can do is continue to battle out there. They've got a couple of seniors, neither in the starting lineup, so still a young team here getting ready for next year as the three-pointer from the corner is on the way, no good, and Megan Anderson will pull down her seventh rebound. Here's Mestel up the floor to Prasoski. She drives the baseline. Her little runner skims off the front of the rim, no good. And the ball brought down by Jonak, knocked out of her hands, and it will belong to St. Paul as it goes out of bounds. Again, a reminder that coming up on Thursday, we'll have the finals, Minden and Kearney Catholic at 7. We've got wrestling all week, and the Kearney Catholic Adams Central boys game coming your way on Friday night. We'll be on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and that game is scheduled to tip at 6:45. Here, Woodalevich backs her way in, kicks it out on the wing to Drobic, who starts the second half. Nice pass underneath, and there's the layup up and in for Sestock. Carey with her first bucket of the ball game. Or was it Drobic? I thought it was Sestock. Into the corner they go to Theron Baum. We'll double-check that. Up to Prasoski. Lobs it backside, Megan Anderson, and Megan will lay it up and score. Kearney Catholic's first bucket of the second half. Prasoski on the assist. 47-12, Kearney Catholic. High post, they get it to Kylie Sestock, and as she takes the shot, a foul will be called on Kearney Catholic. It's going to go on Michaela Mestel. That'll be her second and the first of the half, and at the line will be Kylie Sestock, and she'll shoot two free throws. And the first free throw, no good. It was Carrie Sestock who made that last bucket, as we said. They just announced her differently here in the gymnasium. Again, we want to thank Rocky Allman, athletic director at Northwest, and all the fine folks for their hospitality. Back again Thursday, back again next week for the boys. As Sestock hits the second free throw, she's got 5 points. And as Mestel drives, she runs into a bunch of traffic, just throws it up, no good. Megan Anderson grabs the rebound, though, and the Stars get another chance. Krasoski drop step out to Sokolowski to Mestel on the low post. They get it to Anderson. Turns, has it blocked and taken away there by Sestock. So St. Paul playing hard up the floor. Jarovic stops as her shot blocked by Sokolowski. And the Stars the other way, one-on-one. Mestel against Jonak, and Michaela will put it up on the run and score. 14 game-high points now for Michaela Mestel. 49-13 Kearney Catholic. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. As the bounce pass gets away from St. Paul and out of bounds, first turnover of the half. On Monday night, the St. Paul and Centura boys will play for the third time this season. And St. Paul has had the better of it. And they will play the 7 o'clock play-in game on Monday. Then the winner gets Kearney Catholic in the early game next Tuesday, while Minden and Gibbon boys play the 7:30 boys game next Tuesday. Here's a good bounce pass by Prasoski, but Anderson too deep, can't get the shot. Good defense out to Mestel. She'll drive. Running 10-footer, no good. Sokolowski, offensive rebound, back up and in for Bailey. That's her first bucket of the ball game to go along with a couple of free throws, and she has 4 points. Wedelevich brings the ball up the floor. Stars have stayed in the zone trap and really have taken off the backcourt pressure. Good pass into the lane to Sestock, but that one won't go for Kylie, and out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. So St. Paul will throw it in with Sam Jarovic. Robic lobs it out of the top of the circle. The Woyelevich fakes the three, drives. Her runner is no good. Follows her shot. Can't grab it. It goes out of bounds. And it will be off of Woyelevich. So Kearney Catholic basketball. Vestal brings the ball up the floor. Kearney High girls, by the way, play next Tuesday as she makes a bullet pass down to Anderson. Missed the shot. Rebound to Theron Baum. Another block by Carrie Sestock. And all of a sudden, the block shot starting to go to St. Paul, and a foul called on St. Paul. And that will be called on Carrie Sestock, her first. And a first foul of the half. Kearney Catholic ball underneath. St. Paul wants to sub. But Kearney Catholic already handed the ball in, and they're going to make him wait. And so Bestel will throw it in, gets it to Sokolowski, drives baseline, no good. Anderson gets the rebound, and we got a jump ball called. And the arrow will point the way of St. Paul. With 4:44 to go here in the third quarter, they will re-enter with Maddie Fusposik. Also coming in will be Wysocki and Lucas Hammond. Jordan rolls in there as well, and the Sestocks will stay in. Those are the five on the floor for St. Paul. 51-13, Kearney Catholic. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Wysocki putting pressure out on the wing, driving in, losing the handle. Wysocki dumps it to Sestock, but nobody there as they try to get it back down on the post, and Sokolowski will steal it away. Stars run the floor, get it in the corner for a 17-footer, and Theron Baum, nothing but net for Theron. She had five right off the get-go, and that's her first point since then. She got into some foul trouble in the second quarter and didn't play a whole lot. She's got three, and that is her seventh point. Nice drive at the other end, but the ball knocked out of there. Sokolowski got a hand on it for her third block, and the Stars want to run again. Mestel with a left-hand layup. It's up, and it is in. One thing Kearney Catholic has done over the years is learn how to drive with that left-hand layup because you know where the defense is going to be, and St. Paul at the other end. They drive in with Lucas Savage, and it's blocked by Megan Anderson. So a block party both ways. Baseball pass down to Theron Baum. Missed the short jumper. Rebound comes down to Kylie Sestock, her fifth. So a very rigorous pace there over the last 90 seconds. Finally slowed down by St. Paul, but there's a little soft pass. It's going to be picked off by Theron Baum. Up to Mestel, and Michaela goes in for the layup and a timeout. Kearney Catholic to bring in some subs. 3:24 to go in the third quarter of play. It's all Kearney Catholic. They lead St. Paul 57-13 of this St. Paul. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Janelle Farmer. 4 seconds. To Ernst. Another two. Niccolo. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And out of the timeout, substitutions in for Kearney Catholic, and we'll work on those in a minute, but it is St. Paul basketball. Up top with it is going to be Fosick. Maddie dribbles, finds a little seam, one-hand runner off the glass right side, won't go. Theron Baum will grab the rebound. Nice move that time by Fosick. It just wouldn't crawl in. Here's Studi up the floor to Colling. Connor's in there, and so is Squires. Down low, the jumper no good. Rebound brought down by Taryn Jonak, her third board. Outlet pass on the right side to Lucas Savage. Jordan brings it all the way to the right baseline. Tries to force it underneath, but the ball knocked away from Megan Allen. We've got another jump, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Well, St. Paul taking a little bit better care of the ball this quarter, but that's because the Stars, well, one of the reasons is because the Stars have taken off that backcourt pressure. But it's still the fourth turnover and 29th of the game. Theron Baum high post, squares, can't get the shot. She's double-teamed. Over to Squires in the corner to Studi. Right back to the cutter. Baum off the glass. Right side, good. 9 for Theron Baum. And the Stars continue to execute very well here in this sub-district semifinal. With it, Megan Allen goes through her hands, and Kearney Catholic gets another one. Baum gives it to Squires. Nice pass to the trailer. Colling Whitney in with a left hand and scores. Boy, the Kearney Catholic Stars making it look real easy. They are making multiple passes to find the easy shot, and they're not missing many tonight. 2 minutes to go on the third quarter, and a jump shot on the right wing by Fosick. No good. There's an offensive rebound by Jonak, and on the putback, she's fouled. Terrence, 2 of 2 at the line, and has a chance to add to that total here. The foul's on Maddie Squires, her first. So free throws coming up here for Jonak, and the first one is in. 61-14, Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski in, Therenbaum out. Again, earlier tonight, Minden took care of Gibbon, 59-35. Second free throw on the way. Too strong that time. Rebound comes out to Morgan Studi. Studi in the backcourt, trying to stay away from the pressure that Wysocki's putting on. Gives it to Connor. Connor across the timeline. Left-hand dribble to Sokolowski outside the arc. Dribbles twice to the top of the circle. Reverses it over to Collier. Dumps it down to the low block to Connor. Her short jumper won't get there. Ball tapped out of bounds off of St. Paul. And the Stars will take it out underneath their own hoop with Whitney Colling to throw it in. Whitney kicks it out into the corner to Studi, right back to Colling on the low post. Steps in and around, but nowhere to put the shot up. It hits the rim, comes down to Squires, who puts it up. It's no good, comes down to Connor, and a foul. It's going to be on Maddie Fosick, and that is her fourth personal foul. And Kyla Wojtylewicz to check in for her, but first, Shayla Connor to shoot a free throw here. She's one of two and has 8 points. And this free throw is up and in. And now coming in will be Kyla Wojtylewicz. Second free throw now for Connor. It is up and it is short. The rebound comes out to St. Paul's Alexa Wysocki. Kearney Catholic girls, state volleyball champs. They love to add the basketball, but a lot of work in between now and then as the three-pointer by Lucas Savage will be off the mark, and Squires will bring down her fourth rebound. Stars run with Colling, left side all the way in, just going to shoot it no matter what. Knocked out of her hands, ball's loose, picked up by Studi, and Kearney Catholic gets another chance. Colling up top to Sokolowski, unguarded, so she just dribbles right down the middle and draws the foul on the way up for the layup. Two free throws coming for Bailey. And the foul is on Alexa Wysocki, and that is her fourth. So she has four. Fosick has four. Lucas Savage has three. Baum has three for Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski's free throw around and in. Five for Bailey. And coming in now for St. Paul is Jarovic, along with Carrie Sestock. And also Kylie Sestock coming in. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. 59 seconds to go, third quarter in this girls' sub-district semifinal, and Sokolowski hits both free throws. She'll come out. Kayla Shundoff will come in. It is 64-14. Kearney Catholic with the lead over St. Paul. They'll play Minden Thursday night, and that's just the sub-district final. District final will be a week from Friday. Most likely against either Ainsworth or Valentine. Ainsworth, no problem with Broken Bow earlier tonight. Ainsworth and Valentine, both solid teams. Valentine actually gave Minden all they wanted earlier this year. So did Ainsworth. As the ball is deflected away, and St. Paul will have to throw it in again. And to throw it in, what a leverage on the baseline, looking, goes out top to Sestock, and Carey drives right side, back again, and loses her footing, kind of bounced off Colling. Colling fell backwards, and then when she leaned in again, there was nobody there, and the travel called on the Wildcats. So the Stars get the offensive ball possession back here, and into the corner with it is Connor, starts to drive and kicks it back out. Now Shayla lobs it into Shundoff, and the ball deflected away by Carey Sestock out of bounds. And once again, Kearney Catholic to throw it in. Pretty quiet in the gym, not much to chat about. Kearney Catholic's doing well. They're not gloating, and St. Paul just not going their way as they kick it into Connor, and Shayla hits the three-pointer. Connor with 12 in this game. That might be a career high for Shayla. And at the other end, the fast break, St. Paul drops the ball out of bounds, and so Kearney Catholic will get another chance. Up the floor quickly, Connor gets it to Shundoff. Back over to Shayla on the left wing. Into the corner to Studi. Tries to get it to Shundoff. Her pass rejected to her, and out of bounds it goes with just under a second left off of St. Paul. Scrappy in there for Kylie Sestock, knocking it away. So again, Kearney Catholic, they got to throw it in and then immediately shoot it. And they do, and the shot is blocked at the buzzer by Kylie Sestock. After three, Kearney Catholic 67, St. Paul 14. We'll be right back.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here in Grand Island. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as we head to the fourth quarter of play. A mere formality as the Stars have put this one away against St. Paul, but the Cats will shoot a three here from Jerovic to start the fourth quarter. It's no good. The rebound comes out to Whitney Colling. Colling will bring it across the timeline. Over to Connor. Starters look like they're done for the night to Squires. Over to Courtney Shundoff, who's in there, along with Kayla. And trying to force it into Squires. There's a scrum for it. The ball finally ends up in Shundoff's hands in the right-hand corner, up and in for Kayla Shundoff. That's her second bucket of the basketball game. And Kearney Catholic continues to shoot the ball very, very well tonight. St. Paul into the right-hand corner with Sestock. Carey in the trap, tries to throw out of there, and stepping in front to make the steal will be Courtney Shundoff. That's the 33rd turnover unofficially for St. Paul, the story of the game here this evening. And at the other end, the ball knocked out of bounds. And it will still be Kearney Catholic. Kick it out on the right wing. They'll get it to Colling. Back to Squires. Squires puts her head down, drives in the middle of the lane. She's stuffed by Carey Sestock. That's her fourth block. Goes out of bounds. Kearney Catholic gets another opportunity. And Colling to throw it in. She's unguarded to St. Paul. Tries to get to the basketball out to Shundoff. Kayla gives it to Connor. Back up top to Courtney Shundoff. To Squires outside the arc. Goes to the left elbow with the dribble. Back to Colling. The future of the Stars out there right now. And Coach Petrie hoping to see some good things out of them. As you lose five seniors next year, as Connor fires up the jumper from the free throw line, and it is good. 14 points for Shayla Connor. Mestel leads it with 18 for the Stars. Baum and Prasoski with 9 for St. Paul. Obviously, not a whole lot of offense going for them, unfortunately, tonight as they turn the ball over. Down the floor to Courtney Shundoff. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Taryn Jonak. And here comes St. Paul. 5 points for Kylie Sestock. That leads the way. They try to get it to her down to the low block. Double team over to Jonak. She's got a jumper from 8. It's good. Taryn Jonak with her 5th point of the basketball game. 71-16, Kearney Catholic with one of their better performances of the year. And a timeout for Kearney Catholic. They want to get some more subs in there. 5:45 to go in the game. It's 71-16 Stars. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Again, want to remind you that not only basketball this week, but wrestling as well. And we wish the high school wrestlers from the area the best of luck as we will be in Omaha Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for all of the action. And the inbounds pass stolen away. Here is a drive and a layup for Kyla Wodilewicz. That's the first Kearney Catholic turnover. Excuse me, that wasn't a turnover. That was just in against the press. They still haven't turned the ball over here in the second half, so we'll see if we can put that jinx on them, too. Left elbow shunned off. Gives it over to Brooke Muse, who came in out of the timeout. Gets the jumper. That time it doesn't go. Squires will get the rebound. Kick it out for the jumper by Studi. It's no good. And the ball is loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. And it'll be picked up by St. Paul. Lucas Savage up the floor. They get it to Kylie Sestock. On the left baseline, she'll put the jumper up over the double team. No good. Offensive putback by Lucas Savage is no good. And a foul called on St. Paul going over the back of Brooke Muse. And the foul will be on Sestock. That's Kylie's second. Fourth team foul on the Cats. Twin Loop leading Loop City after three quarters, 26-21 in other girls' basketball action tonight. Now Kearney Catholic turns it over, and St. Paul gets it right back with a double dribble. 4:50 remaining here in the game. Both coaches still working with their girls, trying to improve, and they're getting a trip up. Maddie Fosick just fouled out of the game as Studi on the crossover got tripped up. And Fosick has just fouled out of the game. And that'll be it for the sophomore as she's done for 2013. Maddie did not score tonight, did have three rebounds. And Jarabic will check in with 4:47 to go in the game. And Wysocki will also come in here for St. Paul. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll talk with Coach Petrie, give you the final stats. So stay with us as hustle the ball at the floor is Kayla Shundoff to the baseline. Muse will take the jumper, doesn't go. Squires elevates and gets her sixth rebound. And then the ball knocked away, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. Megan Allen's back in the ball game for St. Paul. Gives it over to Lucas Savage. To Jarabic, tries to get it back out to Lucas Savage, and the ball goes out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. Here comes Elena Bach in for the Stars. 4:21 to go. 71-18, Kearney Catholic. And here's Jonak and Carrie Sestock back in for St. Paul. 4:21 remaining in the game. Earlier tonight it was Minden 59 and Gibbon 35 in their sub-district semifinal. So Minden and Kearney Catholic at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Here's Jonak for the three. It won't go. 0 of 8 from beyond the arc for St. Paul. Rebound to Squires and another foul called on St. Paul. And the foul will be on Jordan Lucas Savage. That'll be her fourth. But it's just the fifth team foul, so no free throws. And Kearney Catholic will bring it up with Elena Bach. Bach will go in the paint to Squires. Back out to Elena. Left-hand dribble over to Courtney Shundoff. Inside to Squires. St. Paul reaches in, knocks it away, and causes the jump ball. It'll still be Kearney Catholic basketball. .354 remaining in this game. And Kearney Catholic will get it into the left-hand corner. Elena Bach will try a three. Short on the iron. Rebound comes out to Taryn Jonak. Starts to head the other way. Bounce pass right wing. Get it underneath to Sestock. Kylie can't finish. Ball loose, out of bounds, off Kearney Catholic. And St. Paul will try it again. So not a whole lot of scoring here in this fourth quarter for either team, as a lot of the second-teamers are in there, and Kearney Catholic has cleared their bench. They had 13 suited tonight. St. Paul over on the right side of the key off the inbound. They'll take a three in the right-hand corner from Lucas Savage. Won't go, but another offensive rebound. That one's for Allen. Her third. Another three is on the way. No good. And finally, Kayla Shundoff gets the rebound. Baseball pass down to Courtney. Courtney goes in, but the layup is too strong. Muse with the rebound, and she'll be fouled. Looking for the Shundoff connection that time, and just couldn't quite get the layup to go as St. Paul got back, got a little defense in the face. Foul called on Allen. That'll be her first. And shooting to Brooke Muse. And the first one is no good this time for Brooke. Back in Kyla Wodilewicz for St. Paul. So Lucas Savage and Allen. Now Jordan checks out. Those are the two seniors. Second free throw now. Brooke Muse hits it. And that'll be her first point. And checking in now will be Jory Munlop. And Allen will check out as Coach Dinslaki brings his two seniors out of the ball game, maybe for the last time. We'll see if that was his strategy there. As St. Paul brings it up the floor, Mew steps in front of the pass, knocks it away, but can't keep her footing. And it will stay with St. Paul. So St. Paul to toss it in from midcourt. And it'll be Kyla Wodilewicz. Bounce pass over on the left wing. Gets it to Wysocki. Skip pass right side. To Jonak. Jonak into the corner. And cannot complete the pass. Out of bounds it goes. So playing out the string here with 3 minutes to go. And then it'll be on to the game that everybody was anticipating on Thursday night, Kearney Catholic Minden, as Mush runs into the double team, drops the ball. That'll be the 10th Kearney Catholic turnover. St. Paul up the floor with Wodilewicz. Left-hand corner. Drop it down to Sestock. In traffic, she'll gather herself. Shot rolls off the rim. No good. Out of bounds again. And it'll be St. Paul ball. So a lot of passes being deflected and not a lot of rebounds. A lot of balls getting knocked out of bounds on those rebound attempts. And with it will be on the right elbow, Kyla Wodilewicz. Try to knock it out of her hands, but Wodilewicz saves it and then throws it to Brooke Mush. And Brooke will push it up the floor, 4-on-2, to Courtney Shundoff, to Squires. She forces it up. Somehow it goes in. Maddie Squires, falling away, hits the deck and able to score, just like the old man taught her. 74-18, Kearney Catholic. 2:05 to go. Back it up top to Wysocki. Gets it to Wodilewicz. Kyla with the dribble against the double team here. Trying to find some help, and finally a timeout will be called here by St. Paul to save the possession. 1:53 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 74, St. Paul 18 at the C19 sub-district. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Out of the timeout, St. Paul basketball. Set up a play on the left elbow for Munlop into the corner. The jumper is going to be blocked there by Maddie Squires, and it will belong to Kearney Catholic out of bounds. 1:42 remains, and it was 45-10 at the half, and just kind of waiting for the clock to diminish here. These two teams, kind of a glorified practice as Squires brings it in, and just too many fouls, too many turnovers. And this time a foul called on Carrie Sestock, her second. And Maddie Squires will go to the line to shoot two. Squires will put the first free throw up. And bounces off the back of the iron, no good. Just a tough game if you're on either side. Kearney Catholic trying to get out of this with a win and healthy, and St. Paul just not their night. Second free throw on the way for Squires, and it is good. She's got 4 points now. 75-18. St. Paul into the front court with it. Jonak. Jonak back out to midcourt. Shundoff steals it away. Courtney goes in for the layup and scores. First bucket for Courtney Shundoff, as everybody getting involved here for Kearney Catholic with a minute 18. Driving in is going to be Wodilewicz. Her shot no good. Coming out of there with it again is Maddie Squire. She might get double-digit rebounds. Mush into the corner. Here's Shundoff for the three. It is up and it is in for Courtney Shundoff. Stars might want to save some of this for Thursday. St. Paul into the front court. A minute to go. Holding the ball. Getting it down low and knocked out of Sestock's hands. It's going to be picked up there by Maddie Squires to Elena Bach. Bach will bring it into the front court here. Give it off Mush, trying to get it back to Bach. And it's going to be stolen away. Outlet pass. might be stolen right back here, but a nice save there by Wood-11. She does a nice little twister move and saves the basketball. But Kearney Catholic just everywhere that St. Paul throws it. 25 seconds to go. Maddie Squires out to Shundoff, and Shundoff's just going to hold the ball at midcourt if St. Paul will let her. They're going to come out and put some pressure on and knock the ball away. The steal is made by Wood-11. Wood-11 goes in and scores. 6 points for Wood-11. 8 seconds to go. And Shundoff gets it to Bach. And Bach will dribble out the clock, and this game has come to an end. And the final score, Kearney Catholic 80 and St. Paul 20. We'll be back for the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
You'd think, with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the event. But lots of folks are enjoying high school sports symptom-free with help from Brems Health Mart. A proud supporter of our area athletes, Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Grand on the Northwest. We want to thank the many fine sponsors from all of the communities, Gibbon, Minden, St. Paul, and, of course, Kearney, for sponsoring tonight's doubleheader. And we'll be back, of course, on Thursday. And it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. First of all, for St. Paul tonight, Kyla Wood-11, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Maddie Fosick had 3 rebounds. Carrie Sestock had 2 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Kylie Sestock had 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Jordan Lukasavage, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Alexa Wysocki, 1 rebound. Taryn Jonak, 5 points at a team-high, 6 rebounds. Megan Allen had 3 rebounds, and Jory Mudloff had 1 rebound. 16 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, and 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, the problem tonight for St. Paul. They couldn't handle the Kearney Catholic press, and when they did get it into the front court, they tried to attack, which was the right thing to do, but so many times the outlet pass was too strong, and they would overthrow their teammate. 25 turnovers in the first half and 15 in the second half when the Stars took that zone trap off. St. Paul, 10 points in each half, and the Cats finish with 20 points, 28 rebounds, 4 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 10 from 3-point land, 6 block shots, and 40 turnovers. St. Paul will end the season at 6-15. We'll talk with Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie and look at their numbers when we come back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You'd think, with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the event. But lots of folks are enjoying high school sports, symptom-free, with help from Brem's Health Mart, a proud supporter of our area athletes, Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers quickly that I had here for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel led the way with 18 points, one rebound. Shayla Connor, 14 points. I'm sure that's a career high for Shayla tonight. She had four rebounds. Allie Prasoski, 9 points all in a row, all in the second quarter. Whitney Colling had 5 points and two rebounds. Morgan Studi had a rebound. Theron Baum, 9 points, two rebounds, and a block. Bailey Sokolowski, 6 points, a rebound, and three blocks. Brooke Muesch, 1 point, two rebounds. Maddie Squires, I'm going to start calling her Velcro, 4 points, eight rebounds, and a block shot. She gets to everything, and that's coming off the bench. Courtney Shundoff had 5 points and a block. Kayla Shundoff had 4 points, two rebounds. And Megan Anderson had 5 points, nine rebounds, and two blocks in the basketball game. For Kearney Catholic, 13 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 11 of 17 in the first half, and it looks like 4 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, and 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, 5 in the second half, and that was all well after the starters were out of the game. 45 points at halftime, 35 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 80 points, 32 rebounds, 15 out of 24 at the free throw line. 15 of 24 from the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land. I had them for a total of 8 block shots and 12 turnovers. Kearney Catholic now 22-2 with an 80-20 win over St. Paul. And I guess for the folks, Coach Rick Petrie joined us here. I guess for the folks that were here for both games, obviously, Minden probably didn't get out to the quick start that they wanted, and you guys did, Rick. Was there a special emphasis on that tonight?
We talked about that prior to the start of the game, that we needed to go out and, you know, not kind of send a message to St. Paul and just say, hey, you know, we're here to play and, you know, we're going to try and take you out of the game early. And, you know, girls came out and did a really good job on the press and, you know, forced them to turn the ball over a little bit, and we took advantage of that.
Well, it is what it is tonight, and I don't know what you can say except that all the girls got a chance to come in and contribute.
Yeah, you know, basically, bench got to play a lot tonight, and, you know, it's not like we really tried to run the score up. Starters played, you know, a significant amount of time, but they didn't play in the fourth quarter, and, you know, the kids that came off the bench, I thought, did a great job tonight.
Well, let's move on to what everybody wants to talk about. We talked about it with Coach Cremosta at halftime, and they probably didn't play as well as they wanted to tonight. You probably did. You never know what's going to happen on Thursday, but everybody's been waiting for this one for a number of months, so I guess we can talk about it. You got Minden on Thursday.
Here we go. You know, that, and I told the girls, this is what you play for all year. And you know, two great teams, and, you know, we're going to battle it out on the floor on Thursday.
Start with what the concerns are. We know that your height should give Minden some problems. That's what I talked with the coach about. What does Minden have that might give you guys some problems?
Well, obviously, you know, you got the twins that can shoot the ball. You know, I don't know what their range is, 30 feet, 35 feet, who knows? So we have to be able to defend them a little bit and not let them shoot threes all night. I think that's, you know, anybody who plays Minden understands that. And, yeah, they're going to miss some. They're going to make some that, you know, if they're on, they could make a bunch, and, you know, we could really be in trouble. I think that's something that you have to prepare for and you have to defend.
You play zone. You're supposed to shoot from the outside against zones. Will anything change Thursday?
I don't think so. We'll tweak what we're doing a little bit defensively and, you know, and make sure that we get out on the shooters. We may extend that a little bit, but I think we'll continue to do what we do well.
I guess Thursday night, it's for the marbles, as we said with Rick. Hopefully, however that, both Ricks, however this comes out, both teams hopefully will get a chance to go to state. If there's no major upsets, that should happen, but you can't count on that either.
No, you can't count on that. You know, regardless of who wins Thursday, that team's got to go on and win. You know, got to have Shadron win. You know, and things happen a lot of times during the postseason, and you can't depend on getting a wild card. I mean, your goal is to win and go that way. You know, number one, you get an extra game. district game and you want to do that, you don't want to sit for almost 2 weeks before you play. That's just a tough thing to do. So, you know, both teams are going to want to play hard, and they're going to, and it should be a tremendous ball game on Thursday.
I guess finally I asked Coach Cremosa this too. You did have that exhibition Hall of Fame game for the NSAA, so you have at least scrimmaged against each other. Can you take anything from that?
You know, that was a long time ago. I think both teams have improved. I think both teams have, you know, didn't show a whole heck of a lot that night. You know, we played a man-to-man the entire game, and, you know, they didn't press us that game. So, you know, kind of a vanilla-type atmosphere, just a chance for kids to play against one another. So, you know, I don't see that as being a big factor. I think that, you know, we both scouted each other. We know what each team likes to do. And, you know, the one, I guess, who can play a little bit better defense is probably the team that's going to win.
All right, Coach. Good luck Thursday night, and congratulations on the advancement.
Thanks, Doug.
We'll take a break. Wrap it up after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, tonight, as expected, Minden and Kearney Catholic advance on. Minden 59-35 over Gibbon. Kearney Catholic 80-20 over St. Paul. We'll have the Minden-Kearney Catholic game at 7 o'clock Thursday night here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic Adams Central Boys Friday night on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And state wrestling semifinals here on Classic Hits Friday night beginning at 5. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.